Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another week of Hear No Evil Here Blog Talk Radio. Do you trust your man or woman? Give us a call now, 347-989-0761, and we have a caller on here. Thank you for calling. Who am I speaking with?
Renee.
Hi, Renee. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
Okay. So tonight's subject, do you trust your man or woman? Now, would you be upset if your lover allowed a friend, neighbor, ex, enemy of yours in your home when you were not home? Think about this before you answer. Thinking that that would be grimy, well, some folks say you have trust issues when others believe it is disrespectful. So what do you think?
I think it's disrespectful, and I would definitely have a problem with it.
Now, why is it disrespectful?
I just feel like it, on a level of it's respect. Like, I would not have another man in my home if my man or my husband or my lover is not there. And that's just how it is. That's how it's supposed to be. Rather, if it's my sister, my aunt, my female cousin, no, you don't belong in my house if I'm not there. And that's it.
Now, if it's your boyfriend, that's one thing. But what if it's your husband? Would that still be the case?
Of course.
Now,
yes.
To kind of feel the same way, but some people are saying that if I feel like that, I don't have trust issues, and I should not have those type of thoughts in my head. Like, what do you feel when people say you have trust issues? Because I personally don't think it's a trust thing. I think it is a matter of respect.
That's how I feel. It's a matter of respect. It doesn't have anything to do with trust. It's about the level of respect that you two are supposed to have between one another. It does not have anything to do with trust. That's how I feel.
Well, thank you, Renee, for calling in to Hear No Evil, and please tune in every Thursday, or actually you can listen to any episode that's been aired already on blogtalkradio.com/hearnoevil. Thank you for calling in.
You're welcome. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome. Bye.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Now we have the first caller, Miss Renee, who feels that is disrespectful. So if you think it's not disrespectful, please call in at 347-989-0761, and we shall return.
I don't know what it is, but it is.
but I was so sure that it wouldn't happen to me, cause I know how to put it down, but I was so
Vincent calls a woman a hoe for sleeping with sister's boyfriend. Feminists are livid. Well, Miss Fix My Life, Ayana Vincent, is a popular therapist, particularly in the African-American community. She gives the kind of spiritual powwows that make women feel better about their situations. That's for certain. But there's always the question of whether or not Ayana fixes people's problems or just sounds good. Now, Ayana is known for giving women tough love and holding them accountable for their choices, which may not make her popular in the liberal establishment. In a new episode of Fix My Life, Ayana goes down south to help a woman deal with a rift that occurred between she and her sister over a man. The woman slept with her sister's boyfriend when she was a teen, claiming that she was coerced into having sex with him. But the episode also reveals that the sister wasn't always coerced and happily received gifts from the man, which persuaded her to lay down with him on more than a few occasions. Now, the OWN owns description of the show says, Ayana has traveled to San Antonio to meet two sisters in crisis, Barbara and Geneva. Barbara grew up affluently with her aunt and uncle. Geneva was raised by their mother in poverty. At 17, Barbara invited her younger sister to come live with her, but a rift formed between sisters after Barbara learned Geneva was sleeping with Barbara's boyfriend, who fathered two of Geneva's four children. Now, Ayana wants to get Geneva's side of the story. Listen as she shares a family secret with Ayana and opens up about what her sister taught her about being a woman. Geneva tells Ayana that her sister didn't believe that she'd been raped by her boyfriend. Ayana also seems to think that the woman made a deliberate decision to keep sleeping with the man, primarily because she wanted to do so. In fact, she went right to the point, straight out asking the woman if she's been hoeing. Did her boyfriend give you money to lay up with him, she asked. The woman just then said yes, which left Ayanna disappointed. "You were hoeing," she yelled at the woman. Geneva had her first child at the age of 14 and had two other kids with her sister's ex-boyfriend. Ayanna seems to believe that the woman should have known better than to accept gifts and sleep with her sister's boyfriend. And she is just as accountable as the man is. It's not entirely clear when the two started sleeping together, but if she moved to stay with the sister at the age of 17, this appears to be the earliest the two could have hopped in bed. In the state of Texas, the age of consent is 17 years old. So if he did not force himself upon the girl, the law seems to say that she was fully in control of her decisions. Now, feminists are upset with Ayanna, accusing her of shit-shaming the girl. It's hard to say that what they're thinking, but the perception seems to be that the women had no fault or responsibility in the events that transpired. Ayanna Van Zandt is confused why, a rape victim would say that she was coerced. But this leads to a question. At 17 years old, which is the age of consent in Texas, does the woman have as much responsibility for her decisions to engage in a sexual relationship as her sister's boyfriend does? What do you think? Give me a call, 347-989-0761, because this, to me, is a complete hot mess. See, this is why you cannot always have people around your significant others, and it has nothing to do with trust issues. It's the fact that some human beings let their guards down, or weak, greedy, trifling, and harsh.
The boy is mine. The boy is mine.
The boy is mine.
The boy is mine.
The boy is mine.
Your name.
Sandy and Monica, The Boy Is Mine. Boy, that was hot when that record came out. I was working at Warner Chapel Music in the publishing division, international publishing, with Patrick Conce, and that record was bumping in the office for months. Well, Matthew Knowles, the father and former manager of Beyonce Knowles, is an old man, but he has created a complicated life. It seems that Knowles now has a 3-year-old baby with a woman who was not his wife at the time he got her pregnant. With the new baby comes a load of child support, especially if you're messing with a younger woman who just wanted you for your money anyway. Well, TMZ is reporting that Alexandra Wright, the mother of Matthew's baby, is suing to force him to pay $24,000 in child support that he hasn't been sending her. She says that Knowles is obligated to pay a whopping $12,000 per month and has missed two payments. Those two missed payments are enough to send her to the courts, especially since he probably pays her more than she earns in an entire year. Sources say that despite receiving a doctor's salary just to raise her baby, Alexandra is still strapped for cash and can't afford her expensive lifestyle. She has also had to pull her son out of school since she can't make the payments. Now, mind you, he's 3 years old. What is the cost of taking care of 3-year-olds? This is just the latest drama between two former lovebirds. Earlier this year, the woman says that Knowles sent a threatening email telling her that there is a price to pay for her and his family. Alexandra issued a public apology to the Knowles family for helping Matthew cheat, but the apology was seen as a stunt to gain attention to her child support case. You see, you just cannot trust these young girls with these older guys. You know, it's just so much going on, and this is why I want to talk to you guys about trust issues and relationships, because everybody is just sleeping around. You got entertainers sharing girlfriends, breaking up with boyfriends, jumping right into the bed with people, and they're not thinking about the diseases that are out there. So I want to give a call to women of color. Not that other women are not important, but I need to talk to you women of color. Because if you think HIV isn't our problem, you are wrong. Latinas and African-American women are getting HIV at a faster rate than other women. It's killing our people. We're shooting HIV into our blood when we share needles for drugs. We're giving or getting HIV through unprotected sex. We're passing it to our babies. These are the main ways HIV spreads. But HIV doesn't care about the color of our skin. It doesn't care if a person's gay or straight, man or woman, young or old. HIV spreads in the same ways for all people. It's what we do, not who or what we are, that puts us at risk. We can stop HIV. That means protecting ourselves and helping the people we know and love protect themselves. Now, how do we start? Well, first, we can be smart about sex. A person with HIV can look fine and feel great. He or she could go years before getting sick and still pass HIV to you. To be safest, don't have sex. If you do have sex, it's safest to wait until you have one lifetime partner who has sex only with you. Before you have sex, you should both get tested for HIV. Now, you should always use male latex condoms. Use a new one for each act of vaginal, oral, or anal sex. Make condoms sexy. Put them on him. Condoms don't work 100% of the time, but they're considered the best protection against HIV when you use them properly. Remember, what you don't know about your partner can hurt you, so use condoms. Now, as you guys know, I wrote and produced and directed some public service announcements on anti-violence, and they are starring legends of hip-hop, DJ Yoda from the Crash Crew and Zulu Nation in Hip Hop Hall of Fame, and Reggie Reg of the Crash Crew. Also in these public service announcements is a young guy by the name of James Beaton, who's a chess champion. Now, I would like you all to understand we want to produce more videos and get more people to star in these videos, but it costs money. So I'd like you all to help donate towards my Save Our Seats anti-violence campaign. And what you can do is go to futurenetworkproductions.com and just click on the Save Our Seeds link and make a donation. Now, if you donate $25 or more, you'll get one of three of my pillows. We have pillows, one that says Save Our Seeds, another one that says Don't Quit, and another one that says Hold Me Tight. They're very comfortable pillows, and they're great. They make great statements. We can also customize pillows. So if you want pillows done for yourself, we can do some for you as well. But you must send in a fee of $25 or more. Well, I'm coming to the end of the broadcast. Trust issues or not, we have to understand who we are with, and we have to set ground rules and limitations in our relationships. But there must be a level of respect, and it must be mutual. Until next week, I'll talk to you soon.
To the heart, but got love for all. Lie and die in the fire where I learn the ball. Uptown is the place where I lay my dome. On the streets of the Bronx where my family roam. Oh damn it, we home. Heater got a 9mm. Player haters can feel the flame for my heater. I never really liked to play a fool like that, but I love to succeed. See foes fall flat, flat like deja vu. And I got another clip down a deja crew. I sit pissed out, dumpy, mo with the pissed out. Just cause I'm pissy don't mean you should miss out. Keep them in the fitties and hundreds all arranged. Anything less than that, you keep the change. Not filthy rich, but bitch, I'm barely broke. Blessed with flows to keep you hooked like dope. Friends call me guns, sons call me strife. Cause I'm quick to slide off and slide this dick up in your wife. And that's life, you should learn how to treat her. I guarantee Peter knows how to eat her and beat her. Niggas in the Bronx call me Lex, cause I push a Lex, and I rock a Rolex, and I lounge on Lex, and I love sex, and I wave sex on sets that be trying to flex, like Dex, nigga God rest your soul, but when you're playing cards with guns, it ain't no time to fold, ho, y'all niggas got crazy game, but out of town niggas is all the same, Brooklyn niggas get crazy loot, that's because when it's beat, they ain't scared to shoot, all little niggas know how to play, Mac the 600 getting crazy pay, niggas out of Queens got shit on lock, strapped with the Glock running up in your spot.
But if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, up for the crown baby.
Now if it wasn't for the Bronx, this rap shit probably never would be going on. So tell me where you from.
Uptown baby, we get down baby, up for the crown baby.
Yo, yo, the RM8 is parked in the lot right next to the Mercedes. Keep it, yo, the RM8 is parked in the lot right next to the Mercedes, keep the heat, yo, the RM8 is parked in the lot right next to the Mercedes, keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady, you're crazy if you
brown baby,
yo, the RM8 is parked in the lot right next to the Mercedes, keep the heat cocked for these blocks that are shady, you're crazy if you walk around thinking shit's crazy, stop me, maybe, I'm living life flawless, making big investments on them A-class flawless, and hoes callers, I'm comfortable like McCarroll, 2/4 of my life, walking roads tight narrow, deep thoughts which I abide by, pumping high, got my mind's eye, point sharper than an arrow, getting high, keep your eye on a sparrow, riches like a sparrow, bought a new 5 with the snitches for these hoes, trunk full of ammo, keep my toes close than most, niggas keep their own shadow, and I strap for my foes like a saddle, I rock stones, other niggas rock gravel, talk shit, whatever have you, I'm from Soundview, Bronx most wanted, front get confronted, player we rolling deep, in the 1.500s, like big eye, red eyed, mad blunted, you step outside and get flooded, have your whole block flooded with the Bronx, it's a warning, storm in, guns out from dusk till dawn, and it's on, no doubt, keep an eye on your bitch when I'm roaming about, and put an eye on your lip, nigga, watch your mouth. mouth. I'm from the Bronx, wipe your feet when you step in my house. Cause you's a small time nigga by a half an ounce now.
Once again, I would like to thank you all for tuning in to Blog Talk Radio's Hear No Evil every Thursday when we broadcast live. And also, you can always listen to us on a daily basis at Hear No Evil on blogtalkradio.com. Now, I'd like you to be advised that next week's show may be a little different from what we normally do. Don't worry about it. You will enjoy yourself. You can always get one of my books at lulu.com/Darlene Lewis. And don't forget to hit that donate button, the Save Our Seeds button at futurenetworkproductions.com. Love you for listening. Thank you.
The kind of brother who've been doing it my way, getting my bread for years in my career. And every lover, y'all, in and out my life, I hear.